This is WFYI News Now. It's November 30th, and I'm Abriana Heron. Later in the show, the second major celebration of improvements at Riverside Park on the near northwest side.
Our local parks are the fabric of our neighborhoods and the beating hearts of our communities.
That's coming up, but first, these headlines. Northern Indiana Federal District Judge Holly Brady dismissed the Title IX gender discrimination claim of three former Huntington University runners against the university last week. The former university runners allege Nicholas Johnson, the university's running coach from 2018 to December 2020, sexually assaulted them and injected them with unknown substances. The claim says women runners were singled out for the misconduct, creating a hostile environment for the athletes. Judge Brady's dismissal says the allegations were overly inclusive and didn't meet requirements to prove violation of federal law. John Little, the former runner's lawyer, says he plans to appeal the ruling, but he can also file a new complaint with state court if the Title IX claim doesn't survive the appeal.
Title IX only allows for economic damages, okay? So it's an injunctive statute at best. So was it our key case? The key to our case, no, is negligence.
The university fired Johnson in December 2020 after he was arrested on charges of child seduction, kidnapping, and identity deception connected to a Huntington North High School runner. But the university runners say officials knew about the accusations since August. Separate from this civil case, Johnson faces criminal charges for sexual battery involving one of the former Huntington runners. A pretrial conference for that case is set in Huntington Superior Court for January next year. A 41-year-old man from Hebron, Indiana, in the Northwest, was sentenced Tuesday to 6 months in federal prison for trespassing at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Matthew Huddle will serve 1 year of supervised release following his sentence. He must also pay $500 for damages to the Capitol. Huddle was in the Capitol building for 16 minutes, recording video on his phone of what was happening. He attended the Capitol riots with his uncle, Dale Huddle, whose case is still pending in court. The Civically Indiana Project from Indiana Public Broadcasting answers your questions about the how and why of Indiana state government. This time, a listener asks, how do you contact your legislator in Indiana? Violet Cumber-Wyland reports on how one Hoosier learned to go through the process.
Ashlyn Walker is a senior at Carmel High School and a member of Confront the Climate Crisis, a student-led organization fighting for climate justice in Indiana. She says the organization works a lot with legislation and often contacts lawmakers about climate-related bills. Walker says she was nervous at first to contact legislators, but assures other Hoosiers it is an effective and simple process.
It's nerve-wracking at first, but once you realize, you know, there's no downside to, you know, putting your voice out there and voicing your opinion to your legislators. At the end of the day, they are here to represent you and the residents of their districts.
She says the Indiana General Assembly website contains email addresses, phone numbers, and other contact information for all senators and representatives. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Cumber-Wyland.
To take part in these conversations or find more stories like this, go to ipbs.org/civicallyindiana. An Indiana County judge has dismissed a state lawsuit against TikTok that accused the app of deceiving its users about the level of inappropriate content for children. A pair of lawsuits originally filed by Attorney General Todd Rokita in December 2022 said the social media giant had misled users. They alleged the app contains salacious content despite company claims it is safe for children 13 years and under. In the second complaint, the state argued that the app deceives consumers into believing their sensitive information is secure. The lawsuits were consolidated. A spokesperson says the Attorney General's office is, quote, considering appellate options at this time. And for our last story today, the second major celebration of improvements at Riverside Park was held this week. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports on the planned $13 million project to transform an old golf course into a new green space.
The Riverside Adventure Park will feature new trails, a pavilion, a nature-themed playground, and a fitness loop. The project is one of several planned improvements to Riverside Park, which spans more than 850 acres on Indianapolis's near west side. Last month, a new promenade opened on the south end of the park. Designs were presented to the community last year, and everyone was invited to add their input on improvements. Councilor William Duke Oliver is retiring from the Indianapolis City County Council this year after 20 years. He says he served on the Parks Committee for 12 years because parks are important.
They are beloved, sacred spaces that help tell our city's story and history and honor people's legacy for many years to come. Our local parks are the fabric of our neighborhoods and the beating hearts of our communities.
This project receives money from the Circle City Forward Initiative and a Lilly Endowment grant. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast is produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Aubriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you like today's episode, find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more local news and headlines.